Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the City Council regular meeting Tuesday, June 24, 2014, at 7:02 p.m. Councilmember Dominican, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Please stand. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Mr. City Manager, roll call, please.
Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Dominican.
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor Vaughn.
Here.
Mayor Cobb.
Here. Thank you very much. Item number four is agenda review. Are there any requests or changes by staff?
There are. Several from staff, Your Honor.
Several.
On item 7C, there are a couple of items that are misspelled. The whole packet was submitted with the wrong name. It was listed as John Hines. It should be John Hayes. So if we could make that note to correct it, both the name in the resolution and in the staff report, and then in the recommendation should actually read as the second recommendation on the staff report. The recommended funding level is $950, which coincides with the contractor's estimate. The $1,200 is the max that's available under a mini grant. So those corrections would be all that we have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Council, any recommended changes?
No.
No.
Nothing.
No? Okay. Very good. Item 4A is consider acceptance by motion of City Council June 24, 2014 agenda. Pleasure of the council.
I'll move to approve agenda as submitted and amended.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for their discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 5 is presentations and proclamations. There are none. Item number 6 is public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any item not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by myself. However, no formal action will be taken unless placed on the future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Please step forward, state your name.
My name is Jamie Millen, and I am the president of the Chamber of Commerce, retired from U.S. Bank.
Retired, that's right. Congratulations, by the way. Congrats. Yeah.
Somebody asked me today about retirement. This isn't my 3 minute chat. They asked me today about retirement, and I said, well, you know, I said, no, don't get me wrong. I love U.S. Bank, and U.S. Bank is a good bank, but I just don't like the government regulations that are going on right now. And either I was going to quit, but since I'm of age, I can retire. So I
there
retired.
You go. There
so,
you
anyhow,
go.
Do I have to sit down or
you don't have to
stand up?
You
okay?
Can do whatever you'd like.
Okay.
Could you speak into the microphone?
Okay. Is that better? Okay, I'll sit down. I will sit down. How's that?
Okay.
Rosemary, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good deal. Okay. I'm here on behalf of the chamber, and I have some notes here that I'm going to talk about the chamber just briefly. But the big thing is, as you all know, and I've taken some big licks on it, the 4th of July fireworks are on July the 5th. Simply because if we were going to have them on the 4th of July, we would not have them. We didn't have the money. And we would not have the money. So Pyro Spectacular, who has been helping us for the last years, we're in very good communications with Matt, and he came to us and said, hey, this is a deal. Can we do this if you do this? And the deal was that we will get probably 75% of our show for $5,000 instead of $10,000 if we moved it to the 5th of July. Being the weekend, it's a cool thing. We got fireworks in cities all over around us, on the 3rd, the 4th, all over. So with the idea in mind that knowing if we did not have them, it would be a very grave, grave thing, being able to move them to the 5th of July and still enjoy a weekend where you can have weekend fun with your family on the 4th and fireworks on the 5th and do whatever you want to do on the 6th. So that is the reason why we did it. It was strictly a business deal, a financial deal, and it had nothing to do with whether I am patriotic or not. I am very patriotic. My father is a 100% disabled veteran. My husband is a disabled veteran. And I spent 4 hours today down at Mather. So tell me how patriotic I am. Okay? So with that said, I'm going to read some facts that what the Chamber has been doing in the last 12 months. In the last 12 months, the Chamber has been contacted by 1,110 persons. Office walk-ins, 282. Phone calls, 604. Email inquiries, 224. We also authorized over 400 certificates of origin for our farmers. And I don't know if everybody knows what those are, but our farmers, mainly our nut farmers right now, and those olive oil and seeds that ship those items overseas, anywhere, they have to have their documents stamped and sealed. We, as a chamber, have that ability to do that with our seal. So we do that. We have done 400 of them last year. And we're already up to over 200 this year, from what I understand. And these are members. We do not charge them. In areas, in other chambers, from what I understand, Chico charges up to $250 per stamp. And some of these farmers have come to us with 20 and 30 of them at a time. So we are doing them a favor. They belong to the chamber, and these are some of the things that we do. And they call and make appointments. So it's not that they just walk in. They know they need a service, and they will call. The office is open from 10 to 2 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We currently have 148 members, and with each membership, a website is given for the benefits of them to advertise their business. And the good thing about the websites are the fact that, okay, I'm in the banking business, but also we do other things. We do loans. We do this. We do that. We do that. And everything that you do in your business can be put on a different contact when somebody wants to talk about loans or somebody wants to talk about a bank. So there's a lot of things that we do, and you may not know in your business that, oh yeah, I do that, don't I? So they can be put out on all these medias. So when people are searching for something, your entity in Willows will come up. So it's kind of a cool thing. Our website also contains the calendar of events that goes on, and hopefully people are getting used to being informing us of what's going on, and that's free of charge. And we send out information, you know, to our members on a daily basis, or I should say the 3 days that we are there. We also post flyers at the post office and in our windows, and on any given day you can see people come and stop and look to see what are the events going on and where can I find such and such. So we have all kinds of things there. We also publish our monthly newsletter. It goes out to 200 individuals and businesses, and you can insert a flyer at nominal fee. The project's going on this year, of course, July the 5th, after dark, after the short flag ceremony is the fireworks. Disc golf tournament will be in August to benefit the fireworks fund. Steak and prawn dinner in October. Christmas craft fair, first Saturday of December. Christmas light parade, also the first Saturday in December. We also just sent out 4,500 business directories, which are these. And this is our second time doing it, which was 2 years ago. And we distribute hard copies out to the motels, and they leave them in the rooms, which is kind of cool. And this was a cost of about $2,000. The monies for this came from part of the fund that we had from the Walmart funds and also from the funds that we got from the water company this last year. So it was split 50-50 out of those two funds. And already, you know, this has come out, and it's kind of interesting. We've gotten six people contact us and ask us, can we have our name added to this? Because we didn't know they existed. And so that's how we're finding out. So you see these all over town. I have one in the car and all over, so they're kind of handy, you know, to find places and numbers. It really is good. So, any questions, guys? And ma'am. Sorry, Terry.
No, we're good.
I have one thing. Every 4th of July, when I go down to Bodega Bay, stay at Petaluma, they have their fireworks on the 4th. Bodega Bay has their fireworks on the 5th. And there's another city that has it on the 6th. So there are a lot of cities out there will have their Fourth of July fireworks, other than on the 4th.
On different days, right. And there was, I think it's Anderson who's having it on the 3rd. And I'm sure he gave Anderson a good deal, too, because they're probably in the same situation we are. And we did pay, you know, you have to pay half of it up front, and we did. We've already paid the $2,500, and I'm pretty sure we've got the $2,500 to pay the balance of it. So we'll be in good shape. And he's very, very, very thorough and very good. And because we've been around so long, he's really helping us, and he understands that. So, you know, what else can I say? It's a business deal. It's money. I'm into money. What can I say?
And remember, the declaration was signed by the Continental Congress on the 2nd. It was published on the 4th.
Who knows?
There's a little historical anecdote.
That's a little bit of history. Thank you for that, you know.
John Adams wrote his wife, Abigail, a long letter talking about the fireworks.
And like I said, too, you know, we celebrated Memorial Day on the 26th of May. Does anybody know when Memorial Day really is?
It's supposed to be the 30th, isn't it?
May 30th. Yeah. So, oh, come on, guys, give me a break. So it's one day.
Well, right. Jamie, anybody that would even, you know, utter the thought that you're unpatriotic is sadly uninformed and probably ignorant as well. So for everything you've done for the community, and I think, you know, you're a stand-up person, so I wouldn't be concerned about that at all, because that's ridiculous. That's absolutely absurd. So yeah. Thank you for everything you've done over the decades for Willows. It's much appreciated. So
thank you very much.
You're a stand-up person.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate the support of the city, especially with this very trying matter. I didn't realize how bad it was going to get until it happened. But all the feathers are all ruffled, and everybody's on board, and we'll have our celebration.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I'll have two celebrations, one on the 4th and one on the 5th.
There you go.
Okay, guys. Thanks, and we look forward to seeing you all somewhere. Okay?
You got it.
Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak? Okay. Item number 7 is the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council, being acted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a candidate council person or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. Item 7A is consider approval of general payroll and direct deposit check registers. 7B, consider reviewing resolution number 45-2008, showing the city's current conflict of interest code and confirm it as presented and without changes. 7C is consider adoption of a resolution approving the use of downtown facade improvement funds for a mini grant to paint the storefront at Westside Outdoorsman at 323 North Tehama Street, authorizing the commitment of $950 for the mini grant. Pleasure of the council.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda with item 7C as amended.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Item number 8 is public hearings. Persons wishing to speak during a public hearing are asked to approach the microphone to address the council and limit comments to 3 minutes. Although not required, it is also requested that you please state your name for the record. Item 8A, annual landscaping and lighting assessment district engineer's report. Conduct the required public protest hearing and consider adoption of a resolution approving the engineer's report as filed, confirming the assessment diagram and amounts as set forth therein, and authorizing the levy and collection of assessments for the fiscal year 2014-2015. Mr. City Manager would like to recuse himself because he lives in the area. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor and council members, John Wenger, your city engineer. This is the third time this item's been before you this year. This is the third step in this final process. This was before you just about a month ago on May 27th. It's the annual report that we're required to do. By the rules and regulations set forth by the Lighting and Landscaping Assessment District, this district's been in place for 9 years. And it covers two specific areas. One is the Birch Street Village area. It covers landscaping and lighting in that subdivision, as well as Zone B is around the Walmart piece of property, and it covers maintenance and operation of the streetlights and half of the cost associated with the traffic signal at North Airport and Wood Street. With this year's report, only a couple of things to mention. Actually, Zone A, which is Birch Street Village, the assessments are going down this year slightly. And in the Zone B, the Walmart, assessments are going up slightly. And the reason for this is there was an audit done of the utility expenses, and based on the results of that, we were able to put in some newer figures with respect to utilities. The other thing I'll mention is a few years ago, the council set a policy forth that they wanted to have a certain amount in reserves. Both zones A and B are above those reserve levels. In the report, you may have noted that we said that about halfway through the year, if zone A, being the Birch Street Village, still is looking pretty good, there's some additional landscaping that's going to take place in that zone. And then in the future, we're going to take a hard look at that, and if we still have higher reserves, what we're going to do is actually use those to offset the assessments for a couple of years and actually give the folks there a little bit of a break on the assessments. So with that, the final procedure tonight is we have to conduct this required public protest hearing. Any member of the public can speak. If the council wants any changes to the report, they can order me to do so. And if you adopt the resolution, what happens is we take the assessments that are proposed or directed to change in this report and give those over to the county, and they put those on the tax rolls for 2014-15. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and if there are no questions, there is a resolution for your consideration.
Hey, thank you, John. Council, do you have any questions?
Don't have a question, just a comment or maybe a plea. If in the future the assessment is not collected in order to bring the reserves down, please, please, please communicate that very effectively with the homeowners, that it'll be a temporary drop in their assessments, and that when the reserves come back down into balance, the assessments will come back up. Or let me know ahead of my term expiring. Okay, one or the other. Okay, that's Larry? All I had.
Yeah, no questions. Thank you.
Larry?
No.
Gary?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Mayor. No, okay. Just always good news to have a lowered assessment for the Zone A. It's good news.
Yeah, super. All right. Well, let's go ahead and open up the public hearing. It's 7:20. Ladies and gentlemen, is there anybody like to speak? No? Okay, we're going to close at 7:20 and 10 seconds. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled a resolution approving the annual engineer's report confirming the assessment diagram and the annual assessment amounts and authorizing the levy and collection of assessments for fiscal year 2014-15 for the City of Willows Landscaping and Lighting Assessment District, Zone A, Birch Street Village, and Zone B, Walmart, be approved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you, John.
Thank you, and I'll get the city manager.
Great, thanks a bunch. Okay. Well, it shouldn't take him too long, so I'm just gonna get a move on. Item 8B is the 2014, 2015, and 2015-2016 budget adoption. Consider a public hearing. Consider by motion adoption of a resolution of the 2014-15, 2015-16 annual budget, designating sewer enterprise fund debt reserve and setting targeted general fund balance level. Tim, would you like to lead us off?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. We went through this the budget process at some length on May 22nd in a public meeting. The budget, as you have in front of you this evening, does reflect the consensus of council to add the project to demolish the restroom and rewire and do the rewiring at Jensen Park. As a result, it raised the general fund expenditures in 14-15 to $3.564 million and raised the estimated deficit about $8,000. To $67,000 from $59,000. So that is the only change that you have from what was presented on the 22nd of May. In total, we're requesting the council pass expenditures in 14-15 of $6,081,249, 15-16 of $5,976,881. We have also included in the budget resolution as per council the council's desire to set a target general fund balance of $1 million and acknowledge that we are in excess of that. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Tim. Gary, do you have anything?
No questions, Mr. Mayor. We've vetted the process, the budget thoroughly in the past, at past meetings and in our special meeting, our budget hearing, or budget meeting, rather. But just want to congratulate staff, Tim and Steve, for putting together a two-year budget. It's something we talked about several years ago, and it's very innovative, and it's nice work. It's nice to be looking down the road and with some future vision. So, nice job. Good work.
Good job.
So, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
No questions.
Terry?
Yeah, just one question. You noted in here the USDA loan on the wastewater treatment plan and the reserves that's being put in, or the reserves that are being put in annually, and it said this will be the eighth and ninth year of that reserve. So then approaching the 10th year, after that, that reserve is just stationary and
that is yes.
Increase to that at all?
It once we get to year 10 and we have $360,000 in designated reserve, then we do not need to put anything in there further, unless at some point in time we choose to make the designation as a council to spend that reserve. And we can make capital improvements or capital or repairs to the wastewater treatment plant without affecting the reserve. But if there becomes a decision to say, no, we're going to utilize this reserve, then we'll go back and whatever is expended has to go back in 1/10 of $360,000.
Okay, so say there was a need to do $120,000 worth of upgrades to the sewer plant, so we could dip into that reserve account and then reimburse it whatever amount it took to put it back. Well, that's good to know. I didn't know. Okay, thank you.
That's it. What it is, it's the equivalent of 1 year's loan payment.
Okay.
So.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, enough for me. So at this time, we'll go ahead and open up the public hearing at 7:25. Anybody like to speak on this topic? No? 7:25 and 5 seconds, we're closing. Pleasure of the council.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Mr. Mayor, I move we adopt the resolution next in line entitled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows adopting the 2014-15 and 2015-16 annual budget, designating sewer enterprise fund debt reserve, and setting targeted general fund balance level.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Good job on that. Item number 9 is ordinances. There are none. Item number 10, items introduced by City Council Administrative Staff for discussion purposes only. Staff?
Thank you, Your Honor. Two items, really. I had, prior to my departure from the city briefly 2 weeks ago, I had circulated a letter, a draft about the Korean Air Force Museum project thing for everybody's review. I only got comments back from one member of the council. I'm going to finalize this and send it out. I just wanted to know if there were any, is there any additional comments to, okay. No. So we'll get those out.
Very good.
And other than that, we currently have no scheduled business items for the next meeting, July the 8th. We have been debating canceling that meeting. I wanted to make that announcement to the council. If there's an objection, let us know. If not, it's going to be staff's intention to cancel the meeting of July 8th. We have a public hearing that will have to be held on July 22nd, which would be the next meeting, and we'll have some additional items then. But we have no business items currently that come up for July 8th.
Okay. And on top of that, I will be out of town July 8th. And so is Terry.
And me as well.
And so is Gary.
Southern California business. So it's a good thing.
It's a quorum issue at this point.
It's like the 4th of July. We're all.
There will not be a quorum then, so the meeting will be canceled.
There you go.
We'll post the appropriate notice.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Staff, or I'm sorry, council, any?
No.
You know, I just one minor item.
Observation.
Very minor item.
Okay, go ahead.
Would it be possible, and our public works director, Skylar, isn't here this evening, but would it be possible to have a city limit sign placed on Highway 99 at the south end of town, south of 57?
South of 57.
On 99, on Kenner Road 99, rather. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Northbound side?
Something I was going to bring up. Yeah, northbound.
Okay.
Northbound traffic.
Northbound would traffic. You mind doing the head counts with me?
Sure, you're going to help me. Anyway, just something I just wanted, you know, keep forgetting about to bring up outside of meetings. So,
oh, I can't resist. Why don't we just make it a speed trap? That'll have more of an impact on people's memory.
There you go.
I thought it was a speed trap already.
We can't afford the batteries for the radar.
Okay.
That's anyway, a lot of folks have no idea that the city limits is where it is. It 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't, where it is now, south of 57. So. South of Swift, south of 57. Just to kind of fly the colors.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That's all.
Good.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem. We'll have it installed as soon as we can.
As soon as Tim finishes the head count. So.
Yeah, let's not do the speed trap thing, though. That's not. Okay, great. Okay, item number 11, new business. Item number 11A is considered by motion the appointment by Robert Griffith to the Willis Planning Commission to complete the unexpired term of Houston Carlisle, which term expires 12/31/2015. I would like to direct the city clerk to administer the oath of office tomorrow, but... do you have anything you'd like to say?
Other than, yes, we are not blessed with the pleasant company of the lovely Mrs. Butler this evening, so we're not going to be able to administer the oath. She's really the only employee that has that authority to administer the oath in this case. So, and she can do that at any time. But we do have Mr. Griffiths here.
Yes. If
maybe you could stand up. This Robert Griffiths, he's going to be the newest planning commissioner. Welcome aboard. And we'll give you a call and set up a time when Natalie is back, and you come in and she can swear you in, and you can be seated at the next planning commission meeting, which I believe is July 16th.
Just for a little technical matter, we're probably going to go ahead and vote on this at this point.
Yes, yeah, would be a good idea.
But hang in there, because I think you're probably going to do okay. All right, okay. All right, council?
Mr. Mayor, move to approve the appointment of Robert Griffith to the Willows Planning Commission to complete the unexpired term of Houston Carlisle, which term expires on 12/31/2015.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Thank you.
That was a close vote.
Yeah. Okay. Item 11B is consider the council member subcommittee's recommendations by motion appoint two members to the Library Board of Trustees for a term running from July 1st, 2014 and expiring June 30th, 2017. Staff?
Subcommittee falls on the subcommittee to make a recommendation and inform the rest of the council of their process and their decision.
Excellent. Larry, you want to start us off?
Sure. Mr. Mayor, we had there's two positions on the Library Board of Trustees that's coming up, and they're currently filled by Lynn Soth and Julie Price. They applied to be reappointed, and we had a third applicant, Rosie Martin. So we had three individuals for the two positions. They all bring unique abilities, experiences, and perspectives to that job. Terry and I interviewed them. We very much enjoyed the interviews and the conversations with them, but it was not an easy process deciding on which two to appoint to the positions. It took us until probably noon today to finish that up. I will say all three of them recognize the importance of the cultural, social, economic, educational, and political impact that the library has on our community. So any three of these individuals would be an asset easily. But Terry and I talked at length on this,
And we're recommending that Lynn Soth and Julie Price, the current members, be reappointed.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Terry?
No, it was nice to have another applicant to talk to, but it came down to experience, and Lynn and Julie had the direct experience. We're hoping that Ms. Martin will come forward and get that experience so that she'll be a viable candidate next time there's an opening coming around. So it was all good.
Great.
And just one more thing. In our conversations with the applicants, they all commented on what an asset our library is, how well it's doing. And a common theme was they all recognize that we have an outstanding library director in Jody Meza, and that she is a definite asset to the city of Willows and to the patrons of the library.
Excellent. Good. Thank you very much. Okay. With that information, Council, do you have any questions?
No.
No? Okay. It's a pleasure of the Council at this point.
We'll let you guys make the motion. We gave a recommendation, so.
Who are the two people? That was Soth and Price?
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the two appointments of Ms. Soth and Ms. Price to the Library Board of Trustees for the term running from July 1st, 2014 and expiring June 30th, 2017.
Very good. There's a motion.
Second the motion, Mr. Mayor.
And a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Welcome, Warden, again. Please come on forward if you want to. Okay.
It's an honor to serve my community in this small capacity, and I hope to help in any way I can.
Thank you very much. Really. Yeah. Glad to have you. Okay. Let's see. Moving item to 11C. Discuss administrative procedures policy number 9-1. Consider by motion approving the policies currently written or revising or amending the policy, staff.
Thank you, Your Honor. Each election cycle, and more specifically in the last election cycle in 2012, council had elected to make a change in this policy, making it the candidate's responsibility to pay for the printing and the publishing of the candidate's statement. The policy basically is established to say what takes place with registering for the election, pulling the nomination papers and so forth. All of that is controlled by the county elections office, but all of the election materials are handed by the city clerk. And each election cycle, we've returned this to the council for their review of the policy prior to publishing any of the notices and putting together the packets. So this is the council's opportunity to take a look at what the current policy states, and if you want to make a change, now would be the time to recommend that change. If you don't wish to make a change, and really the only change that's been made in the past several election cycles was the change from the city paying the full cost of the publication of the candidate statements to the candidates now themselves being financially responsible to pay for those statements. The statements themselves are limited to 200 words, and there's an additional charge, I believe, if you want to have it converted in Spanish, if you want it in English and Spanish. Again, those are items that are handled through the county elections office. But our policy is, as it's laid out before you, the candidate's statement will be limited to 200 words. The candidates will be responsible for the cost of printing and publishing those statements. And during election, a tie vote will be broken by lot. So the two things that you would want to look at is the process for breaking a tie, the number of words in the statement, and whether or not you want the candidates to pay their own way. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Larry, do you have any? Gary?
No questions. I like the policy as it was prepared at our, in 2012, or at the previous meeting where we made those changes. I feel strongly that the responsibility as well as the it shouldn't the price of the publication should be borne by the candidate. It should not be the responsibility of the city budget. That's absurd. That's ridiculous in my mind. I also like the 200-word length, and those were the changes that we made last time, and I like to stick with that same policy. I see it a waste of revenue to have candidate statements paid for by city coffers, and it should be the responsibility of the candidate running for office. So I like to see the policy and procedures remain as written and presented. So that's all I have, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Larry? Steve, I sent Natalie an email today. I didn't realize she wasn't going to be here tonight, but that's okay. I was just wondering, my question was, is there a difference in cost between 200 and 400 words to the candidates, or is it just a flat fee? Because I was leaning to a maximum of 400 if it didn't cost them more.
I honestly do not know the answer to that.
That's okay. Yeah.
I don't know if it's how much space is used up. I honestly, we can get an answer for you, but unfortunately, I don't have that information right now.
Yeah, Terry, do you know?
I know that on the county level, it was 800 words, I believe, and it was a flat fee based on the number of people in the district. So it wasn't really a fee based on, it was the limit on the amount of words you could have in, and I don't know whether that's because of the space that's available or just, some thought of that that's adequate. But I do believe that the actual fee structure was based on something else. It wasn't based on the number of words. It was based on filing fees and other things were based on population within the district that you were running in. So, and then there is a fee to have it translated
into Spanish.
You pay an additional fee for that service beyond that. So,
Gary, you like the 200. I was leaning towards the 400.
400, well, 200.
Just to give us.
200 is difficult. It's difficult to say what you want to say in 200 words. I wouldn't have a problem with 400. My concern is that I just don't believe that should bear the expense for the candidate statement. That's ridiculous. Yeah. If you want to run for office, you need to pay for it, not the taxpayers. Yeah. So, but no, the words at 400 would be fine with me, because 200 is quite limiting.
And it's one of the few publication that goes to every voter. I got thinking about that. So if the candidate wants to avail themselves of that opportunity, not all candidates do.
Just off memory, Mr. City Manager, I believe that there was a slight expense for a couple of years ago when we talked about that for the increased words, but I don't believe it was much.
Honestly, off of memory.
I just
do not know the answer to that.
But I wouldn't have a problem with 400 words. That should be easier to put something together.
Well, that leads us into a different a quandary, if you will, because if it is an increased price, then we don't have that information now. And we would have to wait until we get that information.
Yeah, I would like to know that because anybody who's, if we set that limit and it's an automatic increase in the fees, then we increase the fees to somebody to run for office, which... I think the cost benefit of less words, lesser price would probably be in somebody's best interest.
It should be bore by the candidate. It shouldn't be based on the city at all. You know, if you want this job, then you're going to be willing to pay for it, and I think that's very reasonable. I also think 200 words was just fine, to be quite honest with you. I got my statement in there. Okay, so I couldn't be as wordy as I wanted, but that's why we have debates, and opportunities to speak to the public. It's going to be, pleasure to the council, but I'm fine with the way it is right now. Not to be adversarial, but I just feel it's just fine. So...
I like 400 words actually myself. It gives somebody an option if they have a history and they want to express it. 200 words seems pretty short to me.
Well, then really it's up to the candidate because they can opt out. So, yeah.
they'll just have to make it work for 200 words.
It's worked in the past.
A bunch of bullet comments, basically.
I didn't use any bullets. I just said what I needed to say, you know, a little bit about yourself.
I can't remember how many words I used. That's fine, 200, and get what happens.
So, okay. Where are we at?
I'm okay with 200. If we have to, if we don't know the difference, then I'd rather go with what we know than to change it without knowing the difference or come back with the information.
Well, we wouldn't be able to get the information in time to get it to meet the county clerk's deadline.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, in 2 years, we could always revisit that.
So, true.
I'm sorry, you could always revisit that. Okay, so is that kind of the consensus of the council at this point? Okay, so we need to make a motion on this.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the administrative procedures and policy number 9-1 be approved as presented.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you. Item number 12 is council member reports. Larry?
Don't have much. Well, I guess two things. The chess table from the high school wood shop's been set up in the library. Take a look at it. I believe there's articles in the newspaper on that. It's a nice addition to the Teen Cafe. And the other item, I don't know if Gary will catch it under transportation, his transportation report. We both talked to Nora, and I can't remember her last name, from Caltrans about the manhole cover problem on Wood Street. So, Larry, if you talk to Mrs. Morgan, she wrote that letter about the manhole covers on Wood Street.
Right, I already talked to her, and I was going to send her a copy of the letter.
Yeah, and tell her Gary and I talked to a Caltrans representative about that last week. That's it.
Thank you. Terry?
I did appear before the Board of Supervisors last week on behalf of the city for the KVB project, which they were voting on a change in the financing options. Basically, it was only a opportunity to apply. It wasn't that they were agreeing to do or not do something. It was that they were agreeing to let them apply for this changed issue of the bonds, of how the bond financing would affect the project. So is it Charlie G that's the mayor of Orland?
Yeah.
So Charlie G was there. I was there. We didn't have an opportunity to speak. They asked us if the cities were still in agreement on going forward. We nodded our heads, but that was it. And the vote went forward, and it did pass. So for now, they have allowed the KVB people to apply for the bond financing that they're requesting. It's a change in the way it was structured. So it will come back around in a couple of months, and we'll have to look at it again, too.
Okay, thank you.
I talked to the city manager about enforcing the yard sale sign ordinance just a little while ago. It's kind of gotten out of hand. Here's why. If someone from Willis is having a yard sale, there's three places they advertise. One is Craigslist, one is a local newspaper. The other one is the community yard sale pole. It's a 4x4 pole with a stop sign on it. It's at the corner of Wood Street and Pacific. I paid a young lady about a week ago some money to count all the staples, pins, nails, screws that are in that one sign pole. And there's other poles and willows with it's pretty bad. So there was over 1,200 of those she counted. And it's a safety hazard, it's an eyesore, and it's the place I go when I want to find a yard sale, is that community pole. I park my car right at the stop sign, take my little pencil and paper, write down the yard sales, and off the way I go. Everyone knows about it. So I asked him to enforce that yard sale sign ordinance, and I'll think up some kind of solution for posting yard sales, because I love yard sales. I go to them all the time. It's also a good way for people to get rid of clutter in their home and turn the clutter into cash, but it's got out of hand. Matter of fact, I was going to wait until January to bring this up, but last weekend somebody put a plywood sign and used some nails and put it on a stop sign, posting that sign. The problem is, when they post those signs, those yard sale signs, they use roofing nails, and then they take their hammer with them when they post the yard sale signs, but they never take the hammer with them when they take down those signs, and they just kind of rip off the yard sale sign, leaving these things. So I like to see that enforced. That's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you. Gary?
Well, Mr. Mayor, you'll be pleased to know that there is a Transportation Commission report out tonight, and so will Finance Director Salisbury. Would you like the detailed report or the abridged report?
It's completely up to you.
Okay. How about the abridged? As you know, Councilmember Dominguez and I are members of the Regional Transit Committee and the Glynn County Transportation Commission, and we had our meeting, a monthly meeting, last Thursday, the 19th. The main items of discussion were Region Transit Committee. The main item was the budget, and I'll get to that. Give you that in a minute, but there's a Title VI program. It's a federal program. Title VI actually is a federal statute that provides that no person shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. Title VI allows persons alleging discrimination by recipients of federal funds to file administrative complaints with the federal departments and agencies that provide financial assistance or receive said assistance. And as you know, transportation programs receive a lot of financial assistance. So that item was approved as presented. But interestingly enough, the limited English proficiency population numbers in Glynn County were 9.4% of the population of Glynn County, which is, you know, right at 30,000, 29 and some change, have limited English proficiency, okay? And out of that, 8.6% speak Spanish. So, which actually, 8.6% of Glynn County residents speaking Spanish is a little lower than I really anticipated. I thought that was just an interesting fact that came out of that study. The overall work program planning tool was approved at the Transportation Commission, and there are $230,000 budgeted from that out of the state highway account known as Rural Planning Assistance. And it's basically the overall work program is exactly what it is. It's the annual work program for the transportation operation in the county. So it's a planning tool. That was presented and approved. If anybody has any questions, I'll be more than happy to let you review that. And the budget was approved. It was approved by the Transit Committee and forwarded to the Transportation Commission and was approved as presented. Basically the same budget as last year. A couple of years ago, significant cuts in operations were made as about the time that all government entities, including the City of Willows, we had our major budget concerns. Operations were streamlined, some services were dropped. The good news is the budget allocations remain basically the same and intact, and operations are moving forward very nicely. One thing to note, there is one fund, the Abandoned Vehicle Abatement Fund. It's sitting there with it's just housed by the Transportation Commission. It's sitting in an account, and I'm looking for here. I get the numbers for you. And I mentioned to the chief of police before, just as a heads up, but it has about 70, if I can find it here, there's some funding sitting there in it that's not being utilized at this point. City of Orland does utilize it on a regular basis, but the sheriff's office and the City of Willows do not. And here it is, $187,057 sits in that fund. It's a vehicle abatement fund, based from proceeds from transportation vehicle license fees, the abandoned vehicle program. So $187,000 is sitting there. I know there are abandoned vehicles out there. I just wanted to throw that out there. It'd be nice if the police department did utilize that funding. A little bit of good news, the City of Willows, in the transportation reserve for the City of Willows, there's $78,212 in that fund, and that's for pretty much our public works director and city manager can do whatever they need to do with that as far as repaving, resurfacing, that sort of thing. So $78,000 sitting in that account. And the for the actual transit, the Glen Ride operations, which is the major piece of the budget, that's called the fixed route transit service budget, That stands at $1,338,252, basically the same as last year. So with that, that's all I have. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, you're welcome. I told you it'd be riveting.
Oh, I was at the edge of my seat again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there anything else for council? Staff? No? Okay. Before we adjourn, I just want to thank you folks and the Library Board of Trustees and our new Planning Commissioner. It's what you've accepted is a fairly rewarding job, although at times it can be fairly thankless as well. But, you know, it's folks like you that step up in this community and can make a difference through your positions. And I just want to congratulate you for stepping up and doing that. It's truly an honor. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and adjourn. It is 7:52 p.m.
What time did you have?
7:52. At 7:52.
She's going to look into it. She's the field. Huh?